You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning, May the 7th. It's the first Monday of the month, and that means regular listeners will know that Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, will be joining us this hour. We talk with Phil every first Monday of the month about issues that matter to you regarding Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will be doing that this hour with a special focus on the finances of Wisconsin Public Radio and how Wisconsin Public Radio receives its funding and what we do with that funding. We'll also have a special guest this hour when the director of Wisconsin Public Radio's development, Mary Kay Shearer, will be joining us as well. But first, Cheryl Gasser is with me once again, the assistant director of talk programming on the Ideas Network, to encourage you to make a pledge on what we hope is the very last day of this spring pledge drive. Cheryl, they're still tallying up the numbers in Pledge Central. We are at this moment in time $735 short of the $4,000 goal, and I sure hope there's a hidden pledge somewhere still being yet to be counted in the next in the last hour, because we had a $1,000 challenge grant hinged on that goal. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
As will I. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to pledge your support for this hour. New hour, a new goal. $6,000 is what we want and need to raise by 9 o'clock this morning to stay on track. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We give you a voice in the conversation each day. You get a chance to call in, to ask questions of the guests, to talk with lawmakers, authors, experts in every field. And we're asking you now to use that same voice to call in your pledge of support. 800-383-9772.
I want to thank everybody who has called in so far during this pledge drive. It's been great to hear from you. We couldn't do it without your support. Thanks to Dave in New Berlin, who called in just last hour saying, thank you for showing all sides of an issue. And that's right. That's certainly what we try to do day in and day out here on the Ideas Network, is hear from guests from all over the political spectrum. And not just two sides to an issue, but all sides of an issue are explored. 1-800-383-9772 to help pay for this service with your contribution of any amount. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Listener support is what makes Wisconsin Public Radio as strong as it is and as great as it is. Take a look at your budget. Can you afford $10 a month, maybe $20 a month? The amount is up to you, and any amount at any level makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. The important thing is that you become a member. You can pledge online at safe and secure, WPR.org, or make a call, 800-383-9772. But do it now during what we hope, what we want to be the last morning of this spring pledge drive.
That's right. When we started off this pledge drive on Thursday, the on-air part of this pledge drive, we said once we reach $275,000, we will end the pledge drive. As soon as we reach the goal, we will stop asking for your support during this pledge drive. So once that goal is met, the pledge drive ends. We have about $40,600 to go as of this moment, and that can be done in a day with a strong showing of support from listeners like you, who understand that Wisconsin Public Radio depends on listener support to pay the bills. You are more than 30% of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, your contributions. Contributions that you call in during pledge drives like this one. 1-800-383-9772. Help us bring this pledge drive, this last pledge drive of the fiscal year, to a quick end today. 1-800-383-9772.
And that $275,000 figure wasn't just pulled out of a hat. We figured out what we needed to end the year in the black, and that is what we asked for. No more, no less. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge for the thoughtful coverage, for the in-depth discussion, for the quality guests, the chance to call in and be part of the conversation. 1-800-383-9772. It takes just 3 or 4 minutes. Talk with a friendly volunteer. Let them know who you are, how much you'd like to contribute. Any amount is welcome. And let them know how you'd like to pay for it. You can put it on a credit card. You can send us a check. We can set up an electronic funds transfer. The options are endless, and the volunteer can walk you through the process in a matter of minutes. 800-383-9772.
Or WPR.org. Again, working toward a $6,000 goal during this hour. This 8 o'clock hour, that's twice what we usually are looking for during this pledge drive, because Phil Corvo is our guest. That's why it's so high. And because it is, we hope, the last hour of my program for you to call in your support during this spring pledge drive. I've got my fingers crossed that with a strong showing of support today, we will not be back here tomorrow morning at this time asking for your support. I hope that with your pledges that you call in this morning and however long during the day today that we'll reach that goal and end the pledge drive today. But you know what, Cheryl? So far, $0 raised toward that $6,000 goal. So if we're going to stay on track this way, we won't end the pledge drive today. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
If you've been meaning to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio or to renew your membership, there is not a better time than right now. The sooner we hear from you, the sooner the pledge drive ends. Take a minute and think about where you get your news and information. Many of us have magazine and newspaper subscriptions. We watch cable television. We turn to the internet. And all of those things cost money. But I will bet that you get as much, if not more, out of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. And that is the great thing. The amount is up to you. You don't have to contribute if it's not in your budget. But if it is, think about what it's worth to you. Don't wait. Go to the phone now. Make your pledge. 1-800-383-9772.
Yeah, you know, it would be interesting to ponder. What would you pay if you had to? You don't have to. It's voluntary. We're on the honor system here. But I know I pay $75 or so a month for cable television.
Ouch.
And that's and that's not even those premium channels. It's and I don't like it very much, but I want the news channels, and I want to be able to follow the news that way. And so I don't like it, but I pay it. How about $10 a month for Wisconsin Public Radio for all of the coverage that you get with the guests from all over the world talking with you about a wide variety of issues, helping you stay informed, make informed choices, be a better citizen. 1-800-383-9772. Is it worth $10 a month or $120 a year? That's about the average pledge, or at least that has been about the average pledge during these pledge drives. And that entitles you to the member benefit card.
Member benefit card getting you 2-for-1 entrees at 259 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, 2-for-1 admission to 49 performances and attractions, museums, symphonies, the ballet, as well as online shopping discounts. And when you break it down, that $10 a month, 33 cents a day, pennies a day, for all of the programming, all of the quality, the guests, the entertainment, the information that you get from Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Make the call now or go to the web, WPR.org.
All right, Cheryl, we got a couple of pledges tallied for that $120 level and then some, so we're on our way toward that $6,000 goal. Talk to you a little bit later in the hour, and we'll get to our guests in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Very happy to have you with us on this Monday, May the 7th, the last day of our spring pledge drive. It's the first Monday of the month, and every first Monday of the month, we welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, to share some news with you and to answer your questions about a various aspect of Wisconsin Public Radio. And Phil is here. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Joy.
Good to have you with us. And we are going to have a special focus this hour on Wisconsin Public Radio's finances and how we raise money for Wisconsin Public Radio. And that is among the many jobs of our development director, Mary Kay Shearer. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm happy to report that we're on our way toward this $6,000 goal that we have for this hour. $440 raised so far, and I'll remind listeners as we go along how you can help end this pledge drive today, because this is a pledge drive that we said we would end as soon as we reach the overall goal, and that is doable today with your support. Phil, did we just pull this $275,000 goal out of a hat?
No, we have a budget that, in fact, the budget process for the next fiscal year, which starts July 1st, is already heavily in process, and it's a very detailed and long budget because it includes revenue and spending from many different sources. I think it's much more complex, I think, than a commercial radio station where, you know, your source of revenue is the commercials that you sell. But in our case, and I think we're fortunate at Wisconsin Public Radio, we have a very diversified funding base. We receive about 35% of our funding from the state, and that's very good funding from the university and the state. About 10% comes from the federal government in the form of community service grants, and those grants are based on the non-federal income that we receive, so memberships count toward that. Grants and sales of our national programming come to about 8%, and then membership is 37%, and underwriting, the announcements that you hear during the week, is 10%. So you can see that what we call listener-sensitive revenue, and that is revenue that's dependent upon listenership, membership, and underwriting, accounts for 47% of our budget, almost half. And that number has been going up every year as a percentage of the budget, and it's becoming more and more important.
Yeah, and Mary Kay, we certainly have pledge drives like this one to raise money from listeners, that part of membership. But that this isn't the on-air pledge drive is just part of that listener membership, isn't it?
And actually, on-air pledge drives are a smaller part of membership than really what you see off the air. We actually get most of the membership money that comes in the door through direct mail. Once you pledge, perhaps maybe you pledged yourself on the air a while back, and then you got something in the mail mm-hmm. that said, time to renew, or would you like to give an additional gift, something like that. And those pieces of mail are the pieces of mail that bring in the bulk of the membership dollars.
Yeah, but
so we really do it mostly off the air.
A lot of questions that I get when I'm out and about our pledge drives, it's people who love Wisconsin Public Radio, and many of them are members of Wisconsin Public Radio, but they will say, boy, you're another pledge drive. Can you sort of give us a comparably, is Wisconsin Public Radio, do we go on the air more than most public radio stations asking for money during a pledge drive, or less, or about the same?
Well, actually, it's about the same. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes actually a certain amount of time, believe it or not, a minimum amount of time, just for people to hear it, to absorb it, and then to take action from that. So it takes that amount of time. And people who've listened for a long time probably get impatient with that because they've done their part already. They know how to do it. So current members may get impatient. But for a new member to join, it takes a couple of times to repeat that and for them to actually then turn that into an action. So that's what it takes. We're about average, I'd say, for the number of days on air that that we have pledge drives. So
let me remind listeners that we are talking with Mary Kay Shearer. She is the Director of Development of Wisconsin Public Radio, the Development Director. She's someone who oversees things like pledge drives and underwriting and other sources of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio. And Phil Corvo is also with us. He is the Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're here to talk about how Wisconsin Public Radio gets its funding. And maybe we'll talk some about what is done with it. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in number if you have a question for Phil or Mary Kay regarding pledge drives, underwriting, the budget of Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234, and Madison 263-1890. Phil, you wanted to say?
Well, and getting to the, I talked about the revenue side, the expenditure side, about 50% of the budget is programming, and that's the cost of producing and acquiring programming that you hear every day. About 17% is engineering costs. We call it broadcasting, and that's the cost to get the signal out to you. About 12% is what's called institutional support, and that's the indirect kinds of things, like we don't pay rent on the space that we occupy in Madison. About 6% is administration, and 12% is development. And I know that looking at other public radio budgets around the country, 12% is pretty low, a very low percentage of amount of money to spend on development. And we're pretty proud of that. We're very efficient.
Yeah. Phil, can you explain a little bit, putting this pledge drive in particular into perspective? Wisconsin Public Radio didn't always go on the air and ask listeners to call in support, but you were here working here during one of the first times, weren't you?
I was. It was very strange.
what year was that? If you
that
can remember,
that was 1979, we had our very first pledge drive. Before that, We were pretty much completely supported by the state and by federal, pretty much supported by tax dollars. And in 1979, we had our first pledge drive. I may be a little hazy on these numbers, but I think our goal was $20,000, and I think we raised about $40,000, and we were completely shocked that people would call in and give us money. And so that was, of course, you know, Pacifica stations, the have been totally listener supported since the beginning, and I think the first one went on the air in 1949, KPFA in Berkeley. So on-air fundraising is nothing new to public radio, but it was for us.
Yeah, and Mary Kay, maybe you can give us some idea. I know that when we do these fund drives, we get a lot of calls in Pledge Central with people that have comments on our programming and comments on the pledge drive itself. What sorts of reaction are we getting recently?
Well, I took a look through the comments for the drive, and I was expecting to see a few that said, you know, hurry up and get the drive over with. There weren't any this time. Sometimes there are. Really, you know, these are people who absolutely love us. I mean, think about the fact, this is what makes my job so fun, that people actually come to the phone or to the web and say, I want to give you money. And they don't have to. I think that's the most wonderful thing about public radio. And some of the comments were, as you might expect, really positive, like, I've been listening for 35 years and I just love it. Dependable information. It's an outlet on the world. It's different from the mainstream. Those kinds of things. Somebody gave us a comment that I really liked because I think it's so honest. First of all, they gave money. And then they said, but I still don't agree with all of your programming decisions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a fair comment in my mind, that they still contributed their support. They said, we still use the service, we still appreciate the service, but gee, we didn't like this other thing. And we take those seriously. We look at those and, and decide what we might do about that programming, based partly on that and a lot of other research and things like that. My favorite comment was, if you guys carried the Brewers, I'd listen to you 24/7.
Well, we'll have to think about that. You know, and I'd like to solicit some calls from listeners right now. Maybe you can tell us how you feel about these pledge drives. Maybe you have some suggestions on how we might make them sound better, or maybe you have some questions about how we do what we do during pledge drives that you would like to ask. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I do want to let you know that so far during this hour of the pledge drive, $685 raised toward a $6,000 goal. That's a great start, but as you can tell, quite a ways away from $6,000. So let me just take a moment to remind you that this could be the last day of this pledge drive, the last pledge drive in this fiscal year. And we could use your help with a contribution to help pay the bills and end this pledge drive today. 1-800-383-9772 is the pledge drive number. 1-800-383-9772. Or you can pledge online at WPR.org. We do have some callers online. Let me take a few calls. Milton in West Allis is our first caller. Hi, Milton. You're on the air.
Good morning. The Wisconsin Public Radio Association is our listener association and as such handles our contributions. And they have a duty to report our needs and preferences to public radio officials and our legislators. There hasn't really been a poll of needs and preferences for some years now, so I'd like to encourage listeners to attend the next meeting of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association, which will be held at Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison, I assume at 821 University Drive, and that will be on May 21st. It's an all-day meeting, and on the agenda I see that graciously we've been accorded 15 minutes. From noon to 12:15 for listeners to tell the board of directors our needs and preferences.
Yeah. So, Phil, you want to react to that?
Sure, Fred. You can have as much time as you would like. We put as much time as we generally have gotten, but certainly the Radio Association, which, as you mentioned, is our support group throughout the state, we encourage people to come to those meetings, and they're very informative. I think it's a great idea.
May 21st here at Vilas is where
it's
going to be?
I think it starts at 9 a.m. and goes till about 3 or 4.
Yeah. What does the Wisconsin Public Radio Association do?
It's it has a kind of twofold mission. One is as Fred suggested, it serves as the fiscal agent for the membership dollars. So it is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that does that. It's also a great sounding board for us. For programming purposes and just the operation of the stations. The board of the WPRA is made up of primarily elected members that are elected by the membership, people who have given money to Wisconsin Public Radio and have a vested interest in it, and they run for the board, and there are elections every year. Mm-hmm. And it's a great source of public input for us.
Yeah. This board, though, this association doesn't necessarily program the station, though, right, Phil?
No. It's what's known as a friends group. And
yeah.
And we usually run announcements announcing those meetings starting about 7 to 10 days before the meeting. And you can find it on the web, too. It's WPRA.org is the website for the WPRA, and you can look and see who the board members are. And
Mary Kay?
I also wanted to mention about listener comments that we actually hire a department. They're right in this building in Vilas Hall in Madison, and it's called Audience Services. And that group of people, and probably you've heard on the air the number for Audience Services, I think it's 800-744-7444.
Yeah, 1-800-747-7444.
Thank you for correcting me there. Audience Services will take your comments any time of the day or night. You can leave a voicemail if they're not there. Otherwise, you can talk to a person during the day. And we really take those comments seriously. We log them. Everybody reads them. So we really are very, 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 we feel that listener comments are very, very important to us, and we pay a lot of attention to them. So,
yeah, thank you, Milton, very much for the call. You know, we've talked a lot about the pledge drive and listener contributions and the importance of that in our membership, and just touched on that underwriting is a much smaller percentage of the budget. But talk a little bit about underwriting, Mary Kay, and how is that different than a commercial?
Well, first of all, Wisconsin Public Radio, as non-commercial, as it, to keep its non-commercial status, must legally say who is funding it when it comes to corporations and things like that. So we couldn't have a stealth donor over there somewhere. We absolutely have to say that XYZ company is funding part of the programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. So we do that, and we do that in keeping with our non-commercial nature. In other words, we don't make it an ad. We don't say, hey, come on down to, you know, such and such place and, you know, grab a burger or buy a car or something like that. And we know that listeners appreciate that. What I'd like to hear from listeners, though, is, you know, we know that they're not commercials, but do they ever sound too commercial to you? That's something we are interested in knowing. We're trying to keep Wisconsin Public Radio as free from that kind of commercialism as we possibly can. And also keep the money coming in. There's a balance there, keeping money coming in so that listeners don't have to, you know, bear the whole brunt of it.
And I might add that over the course of the years, the FCC, which regulates these things, back in the, I think it was the late 80s, the FCC sort of, it relaxed its rules on underwriting for non-commercial stations because it saw that, you know, federal funding for public broadcasting was going down. And so it allowed the stations to have another source of revenue. And so we're still very tightly regulated in what we can say in those underwriting announcements. And we follow the same guidelines that NPR uses. We keep them to 15 seconds. We can't give a call to action. We can't give price information or qualitative or comparative language or inducements to buy. So it has to be factual. You know, there's some subjectivity in it. It's partly a matter of taste, and so we make judgment calls on that every day. But we try to make it a way to acknowledge, as Mary Kay said, our donors and the businesses around the state that support us without making it sound burdensome to the listener.
Let's go back to the phones and go to Kay in Madison. Hi, Kay. You're on the air.
Hi. I've never understood what the Educational Communications Board, I believe it is, does. And I know they're one of the funders besides the university.
Yes, that's a great great question. The stations of Wisconsin Public Radio are licensed, and that's the FCC license. Some of them are licensed to the University of Wisconsin. Some of them are licensed to the state through the Educational Communications Board. So our state funding comes, and that's the 35% of the budget I talked to before. Some of that comes from the University of Wisconsin, and some of it comes from the Educational Communications Board, which is the state agency that was set up to hold the licenses and operate the public radio and television stations around the state. So some of them, like WHAAM in Madison, is licensed to the university. WERN-FM in Madison is licensed to the Educational Communications Board. So I guess you can think of it as one of our parent organizations.
Yeah, and it is I remember someone mentioned to me that one way to look at it, though it isn't quite this clear cut, is that the ECB, one of the parents, is primarily responsible for the delivery of the programming and the transmission of the programming more so than, say, the programming itself.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Back in the early 90s, late 80s, because we do have these two licensees, a partnership was formed, and ECB, because it has so many stations around the state and engineering department that takes care of those transmitters, it is involved mostly in delivery, both for radio and television, because they have the Master Control Operations Center there too, and Education Services for television. They're in charge of the instructional programming that goes out on television. And the program content people are located at Vilas Hall. And so those sorts of divisions of labor evolved over the years.
Yeah. And is it true, Phil, that the ECB, as one of our parents, was also established in a way to... So there was the state legislature, or the political whims of various state legislators would not be dictating what people heard on Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, that's true to a certain extent. Now, the board of the Educational Communications Board is made up of representatives mm-hmm. from various educational institutions around the state, the private colleges, the schools, the Department of Public Instructions, the university. There are some teachers on it, and there are some legislators on it. So it's a representative agency of the interests of public broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kay.
I just wanted to say anytime Gene Purcell is on the air is a good day as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, I'll be seeing him today, and I will pass that along. He's Gene Purcell is the deputy director of the mm-hmm. Educational Communications Board. But we're fortunate to have the loan of him for many fill-in programs for your show.
Yes, he fills in for me on this morning program and from time to time on Ben Maron's program as well in the afternoon. And you hear him, of course, quite a bit during these on-air pledge drives.
He's a multi-talented individual.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Kay, very much for the call. And maybe we'll hear Gene later today asking for your money, and maybe we won't if we end the pledge drive soon enough. How did you like that for a transition?
Speaking of that.
We have raised so far $805 toward a $6,000 goal. Trying to whittle away at this overall goal for the entire pledge drive of $275,000. Once we reach that number, this pledge drive ends. $38,800 to go. That sounds like a lot, but it's doable. It's doable in a day with your help, with your pledge at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge your support. Make a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. Renew your membership or add to your membership, or maybe call in your very first pledge. 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, my guest this hour, along with Mary Kay Shearer. She is the development director of Wisconsin Public Radio. They're here to talk with you about the funding of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we'll welcome more calls for them in just one moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Kathleen Dunn is with you after 9 o'clock, and look who's going to be visiting with Kathleen and with you. Congressman Dave Obie will be joining Kathleen after 9 o'clock to talk about the Iraq War funding bill. Also, a political scientist will be on hand to talk more about that. That's coming up in our next hour. We're talking with Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and Mary Kay Shearer, the development director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And still time for you if you have a question at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We'll keep Phil and Mary Kay with us for another few minutes or more to talk about pledge drives, to talk about underwriting, to talk about the funding of Wisconsin Public Radio, and answer any questions you have, or maybe some suggestions you might have on how we might even do this better.
We're hoping.
You know, we did have a caller who just gave up on us who wanted to suggest, why don't you have other fundraisers like, I don't know exactly what he had in mind, but work at Wisconsin Public Radio for a day or other ways to raise money other than pledge drives and underwriting?
Well, it's a good question. Mm-hmm. And we do some events and things like that. But, you know, it really... to keep an organization like Wisconsin Public Radio going, the most efficient way to do mm-hmm. it, and I know we say this on the air during pledge drives, but the most efficient way is membership. It really is. I mean, there have been a lot of ways that have been tried, but those sorts of event-type things are very labor-intensive and would take a lot of staff time mm-hmm. to do.
And I want to talk about membership a little bit. That's the basis for so many other things. It's kind of like a foundation. It's just brick by brick. Each member makes that foundation very strong. And that's why we always come back to our listeners, so that they will become members. Because those members eventually sometimes become major donors. Sometimes eventually they'll give money through a bequest or a trust, and it could be a great deal of money. And those kinds of things are so important to Wisconsin Public Radio. But what's really most important is your membership. That's really what it is.
Why, Mary Kay, do some 40,000 people, 40,000 plus people contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, have a membership in the Wisconsin Public Radio Association, and we have some 400,000 plus listeners. So that's what, 10%?
Mm-hmm. I would say it's about 10% who actually give money. That's a really good question. And if we could answer it, I think we would have the answer to public radio funding for future generations. Maybe a listener could call in who hasn't given and tell us why they don't give. But there must be a reason.
Well, that's a good point, Mary Kay. And also, you know, sometimes I hear people say, well, only 10% of the listeners give to public radio. On the other hand, that's pretty amazing that 10% of the people who listen who don't have to give anything voluntarily do so. I think that's terrific. And we have one of the highest percentages of members to listeners of any public radio station in the country.
We do. And the highest, I think, or very close to the highest renewal rate. So once somebody becomes a member, they're going to stick around with us for a long time. And that's what we love about our members. They're great.
Yeah, Leo Duran, my producer, did find a couple of recent comments in the listener logs regarding pledge drives and fundraising. And they had to do with people who give regularly through the mail. They renew their membership either through the mail or through monthly credit card installments or through electronic funds transfer, that they're just ongoing members through those means. And we aren't giving away coffee mugs and books and CDs during this particular drive a premium, but a couple of listeners were kind of feeling left out, saying, you know, if I give regularly through EFT, I would like that coffee mug too. Mm. And the answer is you can get that coffee mug too, right, Mary Kay?
Yes, you absolutely can. We certainly honor a request for a gift like that. And especially, I want to say to our sustaining members, our EFT people and people who give on credit cards and installments, absolutely. If you want something that that we can provide you, we'd be very happy to do that. We want you to be happy with Wisconsin Public Radio, with the programming and everything else that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other good things about members of Wisconsin Public Radio is there are some stations who sort of try to buy memberships by offering all kinds of merchandise and things. And we don't do a lot of that. We like to say thank you and give thank you gifts. But most of our listeners become members for the programming and not for the gift.
Yeah. Well, we're Mary Kay, something else?
For the sake of absolute transparency, too, you do actually have to write that off on your taxes because you do get a gift that has a value to it. So that's just a little thing to keep in mind. But we'd love to give it to you.
Now I'm going to ask both of you to put on your predictor hat. because we're at the end of our time with you. But this is, I've been saying that I think that this is going to be the last day of this spring pledge drive, this end of the fiscal year pledge drive, that it's going to end sometime today if we have a strong showing of support. First of all, Phil, do you think that I'm right? And
well,
if so, what
I'll
time?
I'll go even farther than that, because Jennifer Dargan, who organizes these pledge drives, is conducting a survey of staff members, and I put 12:25 p.m. today. That was my...
Good for you. All right.
I'm on record for guessing that time.
Now, that's not very fair, because I said 12:30.
Well, if it's 12:25, he wins. You know what I said? I said 12:59. So,
but also in the sake of forward promotion, that I wanted to mention, because you mentioned that Congressman Obie is going to be on the 9 o'clock hour with Kathleen Dunn. He has been a real champion for federal funding for public radio throughout the years, and we owe him a great debt of gratitude. Now, the percentage of federal funding in our budgets has gone down over the years, but it's still a very, very important grant that we do get, and it's a matching grant based on non-federal revenue that we raise. So We owe him,
if we didn't have it, we'd probably be on the air more often with pledge drives.
Absolutely. We absolutely would. That's a good point. And so we owe him a debt of gratitude.
Well, thank you very much, Mary Kay, for joining us today. And Phil, we will talk to you again the first Monday of next month.
You bet.
And we might have a special focus on news programming on that date. And Michael Leland, our new news director, might also join us.
So. Excellent.
All right. Thanks to both of you. And now let me encourage you to either prove us right or prove us wrong in ending this pledge drive. Phil and Mary Kay and I are all thinking this is going to end in the 12 o'clock hour, and maybe it will, 12 o'clock, sometime in that 12 o'clock hour this afternoon, if you call in your pledge at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Cheryl Gasser will be joining me once again to talk with you about how we're doing so far this hour and to encourage your contributions to Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hello, Joy.
$905 raised toward a $6,000 goal. So that's very nice. Thank you to those of you who have called in your almost $1,000, but falling short of that $6,000 goal, obviously.
1-800-383-9772. That is the number to call to help us reach this goal. We make the overall goal hour by hour, and the hourly goals, like the $6,000 goal for the last hour, we hope, of Joy's May Pledge Drive. We hope we'll be back with you tomorrow with hour-long programming, but we make this hourly goal call by call, web pledge by web pledge. So if you've waited, you want to pledge for Joy's show, this could possibly be the last chance that you have. We hope it will be the last chance you have to pledge your support for her programming. 800-383-9772.
Well, I just spilled the beans that I predicted that the pledge drive would end at 12:59 today. Phil said that he had guessed 12:25 today, and Mary Kay Schuer said 12:30 today. Now, those are all just guesses. We don't know. If people aren't going to call in and show strong support during these morning hours, it's going to last longer than that. I was predicting that based on seeing a strong showing of support this morning, and that means a call from you if you've been waiting, because right now you're listening to the radio. Right now is a regular time for you to be listening to the radio. You're not necessarily going to be here at 12 o'clock, so call that pledge in right now to help us end this drive as early as we can and to help pay for this service altogether. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
The amount you contribute is completely up to you. We see everything from $5 a month to $500 and everywhere in between. The important thing is that you become a member. The level, again, up to you, and any level will make you a member. Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. The time to call is now. 10 minutes left in this hour to show your support for Joy Cardine and all of the wonderful programming that she brings you day after day here on the Ideas Network. Show her that you appreciate what you hear each weekday morning. 1-800-383-9772.
We have crossed the $1,000 mark, $1,025 raised so far toward that $6,000 goal. 10 minutes to raise another just under $5,000. That's a hefty challenge, but one that we can make with your help. You can decide when this pledge drive ends by calling in your pledge at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. Join John in Milwaukee, who called in a pledge during this hour. He says, I listen all the time. I love it. And John called in a pledge to put his money where his love is. Thank you very much. 1-800-383-9772.
If you are already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you for your support, whether you've been a member for years or you just joined this drive. If you are not, though, and we know there are so many people out there, 10% of listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio are members. That means 90% of you out there are not yet members of Wisconsin Public Radio. There is so much room for growth. There's room for you in the Wisconsin Public Radio family. That's why we come to you a few times a year with these pledge drives. It is simply the most efficient way to ask for your financial support. 1-800-383-9772. The phone call takes 3 or 4 minutes. You can also pledge online. It's quick and easy. WPR.org. wpr.org.
Susan in Marcusan called in a pledge. Thank you, Susan. She loves the Weekend Review, and she loves Science Friday. Thank you for calling in your pledge today and letting us know some of your favorite programs. Sue in Cudahy called in a pledge. She says this is her best source of information. Glad you're listening, Sue, and benefiting from the information that our guests give you every day. Jeff in West Bend listens every morning, and he says that's why he's calling in a pledge. Does this sound familiar to you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge because it is the right thing to do, and that you are supporting a service that you benefit from and that you value and that you think benefits the entire state of Wisconsin.
1-800-383-9772. And like Susan, I think many of us, we don't just listen to Joy's program. Joy is a regular part of your morning. Perhaps you continue on throughout the day with Kathleen and Larry, Chapter a Day, Talk of the Nation, Here on Earth with Gene Faraca, At Issue with Ben Marins, On Point. Maybe on the weekend you listen. Listening to BBC Overnight, Old Time Radio Night last night. I know I was listening to that. That's one of my favorites. Wisconsin Public Radio offers it all to you, and it offers it to you whether you contribute or not. But the reason that we're here, listener support, 31% of our budget. It wouldn't be possible to bring you the kind of programming that we do without support from listeners like you. So thank you if you're already a member, but if not, become part of the Wisconsin Public Radio team. We can't do it without you. We need to hear from you now. We want to get those phones ringing. 7 minutes left in this hour. A $6,000 goal to raise. The pledge drive will end as soon as we reach our overall goal, and your call will put us that much closer.
Yeah, we again doubled the goal for this hour because this is going to be the last day of this pledge drive if we get a strong showing of support. And we upped that goal because usually on the last day of a pledge drive, we do get an outpouring of support from those of you who have been just putting it off for a little while, just thinking I'll pledge sometime, but maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Today is the day to do it. This hour is the hour to do it because you might not be here next hour, or tomorrow the pledge drive's over. So call it in now. Help us reach this goal as quickly as possible and do your part for the funding of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. 5 minutes to go in the hour. We are now at about $1,200 toward that $6,000 goal. We won't be able to do this without your support.
Are you at a place in your life where you could afford a contribution of $1,000 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio? If so, now would be a wonderful time to hear from you. Help to pay for public radio for those who cannot afford to contribute. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. is another way to contribute. Joy covers substantial issues, the important topics of our time, and she does not shy away from the controversial. Each weekday morning, you'll hear in-depth discussion with a variety of viewpoints, and you also get a chance to take part in the discussion. That kind of programming, that kind of quality and variety is worth a pledge of support. If you didn't believe that, you wouldn't be listening right now, and if you can afford to contribute, that's what we're asking you to do. Put a price tag on Wisconsin Public Radio and call in your pledge.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. Every single pledge is needed. It's appreciated. It will be put to good use, paying for all of the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. We receive pledges from $20 to $2,000 and beyond. Consider the $10 a month level, the $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and automatically you will receive the member benefit card, the one benefit thank you gift that we are offering during this pledge drive. It entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at 259 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, and it is yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We are committed to bringing you quality programming and top-notch guests day after day here on Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're asking you now to make a commitment, a pledge of financial support, any amount, be as generous as you can, but pay for what you think this service is worth. It's on the honor system, and that's what's so special about it. We ask you to pledge your support, and you've come through in the past with flying colors. This hour, though, we have a goal of $6,000. We're right around the $1,500 mark. We want to get as close to that goal as we can. Keep the calls coming. We want to hear those phones ringing. 1-800-383-9772. Your last chance during this May drive to pledge your support for Joy Cardine and all the work she does here on the Ideas Network.
Pledge it that money because you understand that 30%, more than 30% of our budget comes from listener contributions. You just heard Phil Corvo and Mary Kay Shear talking about that and how important listener contributions are to Wisconsin Public Radio. Do it because all of what you hear depends on listener support, but also do it because you appreciate the fact that Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, comes on this program once a month to talk with you and to answer your questions and to receive your feedback. Do it because you hear the state capitol report every Monday and you keep abreast of what's going on in the state legislature. Do it because we have the Week in Review with two guests from different perspectives every Friday at 8 o'clock who talk about the important political issues of the week. All of those reasons are why you should go to the phone and call 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You value the discussion. You appreciate the thoughtful coverage that Joy brings you each weekday morning. 15 hours a week of in-depth conversation with guests from around the world who are tops in their field, lawmakers, authors, experts. You get a chance to talk with them. That is quality radio. It is worth your pledge of support. 1-800-383-9772. Call now.
1-800-383-9772. Thanks to Sherry in Madison, who also called in a pledge this hour, that she wakes up to Wisconsin Public Radio every morning and she appreciates it because she has an idea about what's going on in the world. So thanks for your pledge and for waking up with us, Sherry. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio.